Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, buddy?
I got everything falling over this bitch now. Everything falling. The mic falling and shit.
Relax.
Go ahead and introduce us,
man. Take her. All right, relax. All right, man, y'all already know, man. Some do pod. Some do pod. Rate, like, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Shout out to everybody right now that's watching us on YouTube. We are live on YouTube right now. The Barber's Chair Digital. The Barber's Chair Network. That's where Some Do Pod is available. Where all podcasts are available. So be sure to search that and find Some Dude. Make sure you cop some merch and all of that stuff like that. Follow us on IG at Some Do Pod. Follow us on Twitter at Some Do Pod at Mike B underscore CHR at JR Bang. What's good, my guy?
Man, I'm just trying to find a there we go. Pounded. I've been looking for a Facebook page to add to this. We're doing a premiere for a song today on Facebook. So trying to get all of those ducks in a row, you know what I'm saying? So working and grooving at the same time. Mental health check, how you doing?
Overall, it's been a solid week. I think overall, solid week. I've been okay. Nothing too crazy. Actually, so I'm good with that. You know, I've been staying busy, but I think this has been a good week. This is overall a good week.
So, Mike, this is the brightest you've been.
Look, I know, bro. I look very clear right now, fam. I know. Look, so Bang been on me, y'all. Bang been like, Bang was like, Mike B, you need to get you a webcam. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna get one. Blah blah blah. Bang even offered me his. And if anybody knows, Bang lives. Almost damn near an hour away from me.
I do not live an hour.
So, you know, if I need
from
to get
Maywood,
anything,
it's 30 minutes.
I have to go get anything from him, you know, I have to take a drive, you know, to get to him. So I'm like, look, I'm going to just buy one, right? So look, I bought a webcam about like 2 months ago, and it was the wrong one. So I got the wrong one. I wasn't able to plug it into my MacBook. So I ended up getting another one, and I used it last week. But when I used it last week, I was unaware that, you know, Bang said I needed to. It looked clear, but I was dark. And Bang said, yo, you need to, you know, get you a ring light. I'm saying, shit, my daughter got a ring light. You know, she's 13. She do TikToks all day, every day. She used that ring light. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I rushed downstairs. I tried to see if I could set it up. I asked my daughter, can I use your ring light? She says, yeah, of course. You know, she didn't give me too much about it. And then here we are. So now I look very, this is the clearest I've ever looked on the podcast. So we moving on up.
Look at you, man. Looking clear. Look, yeah. We can see all your blemishes now.
You can see everything now, boy. But yeah. You know so shout out to this. Is what is the name of this webcam? Oh, here we go. Look, here we go.
All right, look at
that.
I'm just glad that we could see you.
For sure.
MC Mental Health Check. Not too good. It's been a rough one.
You had a rough week.
You know what I'm saying? But nothing that, you know what I'm saying, a podcast and some water won't fix.
Yeah, for sure.
Talk about, you know, some stuff that
Yeah. Before we get into that, you know, like I said, I've been staying busy, you know, and yesterday celebrated the wife's birthday this week.
Yeah.
Celebrate the wife's birthday this week as well. So, you know, we last weekend, what did we do last weekend? Took her out to breakfast, and then we end up going to Monday Night Raw last night. So she wanted to do that.
How was that?
Yeah, quick. Let me get a quick update on Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw was here in, Chicago or Rosemont, you know, yesterday. The return of CM Punk, his first Monday Night Raw back since he re-signed with WWE. So that's pretty much why I wanted to go. But we weren't planning on going. But once we found out CM Punk was hurt, and this is like the road to WrestleMania, once we found out that CM Punk was hurt, I kind of wasn't really interested in going anymore because I kind of figured he wasn't going to be there. So once we found out that he was going to be there, the wife kind of like, you know, like, yeah, let's go. I'm like, all right, cool. So we'll go, you know what I'm saying? It's right after her birthday. So we get there, and, you know, I've been to plenty of WWE events. You know, the crowd is always CM Punk, CM Punk, even when CM Punk wasn't signed. But we get there and Cody comes out, he starts to show off. And, he's giving off his promo. You know, everybody know the feud that he got going on with the Bloodline and Roman because he won the Royal Rumble. He's going to get a WWE title shot, but it comes with stipulations and fighting The Rock first and a tag team match and all that shit like that. So, yeah, just to make a long story short, he's cutting his promo. Then all of a sudden, some dude named The Rock shows up. The Rock has been making all his appearances and they're premeditated. People know that The Rock is going to be there. They're promoing The Rock to show up on SmackDown and everything like that. But I think this is the first Raw he showed up on since he reemerged on the scene. He just appeared out of nowhere, bro. It was so, like you said, like people have certain type of pop, and we've watched The Rock show up randomly on WWE shows and we see how electric it is just watching. So to be in the building for a Rock pop was something different. Okay, I was like, whoa. And I told my
tell
wife,
us about
said,
that pop, man. Tell us about
that pop is different than any other pop I've ever seen. Okay, because we know The Rock is one of the biggest, if not the biggest WWE superstar of all time, and you know, one of the biggest movie stars of all time. The Rock is just overall one of the biggest stars in entertainment, okay? If not the biggest. So to see him come out and just randomly come out, we're not even sure if he's gonna be there or not. It was very electric, okay? Very electric, you know, chills was going up. I was like, oh my God, like I gotta get my phone for this one, like this is The Rock. I text Bang immediately.
When you text me at first, I was like, I bet you this mark is at Raw.
You know it. Look, I wasn't texting you just because me and you were both watching it on the television.
Like, I bet you this dude is at Raw. And then when you send me the screenshot,
I took a picture and sent it to Bang. Like, I said, look, there you go.
Like, yo, it's like, damn, this nigga's at Raw.
Yeah, so look, it was crazy, fam.
Let me say this to the WWE.
Yeah.
I love y'all, of course. I love wrestling. I love y'all. Stop doing shows at the Allstate Arena, fam. Stop.
I mean, they have like a long... They probably have a lifetime contract with
Vince
them.
Vince ain't there. Vince ain't there no more. Let's change it up.
I agree,
Win trust.
I agree.
Just go to the South Loop. Niggas don't want to go from Plainfield.
I agree, bro.
To goddamn Rosemont. Just go to Wintrust. You ain't got to go to the UC. Go to Wintrust. South Loop. Right off the E-Way. Come on, man. Stop playing.
Agree.
Let's do the new arena.
I agree.
Rosemont Rise is small anyway. They couldn't even put the damn Triton up there.
Whatever the
background is.
I agree, fam. I agree. I definitely feel like they should have been switched it up. Like, they've been at the Allstate forever. And obviously, you go to Wintrust, it's bigger. It's bigger. Like, you get more seats, you get more people in there. Like, it's crazy. I don't understand this loyalty they have to the Allstate Arena. But, you know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, though, man, The Rock being there, that pop was absolutely crazy, bro. And it was dope. And obviously, you know, I was there to see CM Punk. CM Punk came out. He cut his promo. The pop for CM Punk was, you know, obviously everybody was looking for him. Everybody was waiting for him to come out. He did his thing on a promo. But I want to say this before we move on. Jey Uso, look, that was a pop. I think I seen Jey Uso on his solo thing at SummerSlam. Man, but besides The Rock and CM Punk, bro, they went crazy for Jey. They go crazy.
50
for
Uso
man
is
for
what
Jey.
I call him.
Man,
call him 50 Uso because when he do this shit,
the people love
you. Can find
Jey
me in the club.
Yes, bro. They go crazy for that. I would love to see like a legit solo run for Jey, like with a belt, like Intercontinental Championship, United States Championship, something, bro. He deserves a strap. You know what I'm saying? Pause. You know what I'm saying? Like, he deserves
crazy,
my man. But yeah, bro, he deserves like a run with a belt, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Jey Uso. But other than that, your show was dope.
No. Fuck all that.
Yeah.
What was going on in the building when The Rock decided to try to commit attempted murder?
Look, so check it out, right? Rose. I also want to say that they bogus for not letting The Rock cut no promo with Cody in the ring. I needed The Rock has finally arrived back in Chicago. But what was going on in the ring, it was like stunning. Everybody was just watching because we were trying to figure out like what was going on. Like we looking, we like, yo, why the fuck is he whooping Cody ass like this, Joe? And then I think everybody in the arena was like concerned if The Rock was for to toss that man over. You know what I'm saying? Like toss him right over that railing into that little, you know, empty area. Yeah. And it was like it was raining and everything like that too. So you could see where they shot that at, and you know exactly where it was. It's kind of like you walk past all of that when you walking into the arena. So it's just like people were just it was quiet as hell in there. Nobody was saying shit. That was the atmosphere in there. Nobody was saying anything because we like look, we got The Rock whooping Cody ass right now on Monday Night Raw in Chicago. Like everybody's quiet and just in shock. That was the vibes going on right there. And then on top of that, so like me and my wife, we started kind of like heading to the exit while it was going on, right towards the end. But while we watched what we watched at our seats, it was dead silence and shock.
So everybody just like in shock.
Everybody's in shock, bro. And they waiting to see what The Rock is doing with this man because he's killing him.
I'm going to tell you what got me. Because I dozed off on Raw last night.
Oh, I was I was in there yawning like a motherfucker.
Right. I woke up to the ass whooping starting.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, yo, and I woke up like, damn, what the fuck wrong with The Rock?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
When I the moment I totally woke up, like, okay, I'm up now, is when Cody started bleeding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he started bleeding, I said, oh, we got color.
Yeah.
It's a different world. Because normally, like, the WWE has rules now where they don't blade, so to speak. And what I mean by that, if y'all watch wrestling, you know, the easy way of explaining this is when y'all watch wrestling and somebody get, like, hit with a chair or something, they'll, like, turn around and, like, rub their face or, like, they take it out of their pants, boom. Then next thing you know, they got the little spot of blood that they all of a sudden, boom, they start bleeding.
Yeah.
So when Cody turned around bloody as hell, I was like, oh, we got color. Mm-hmm. This is different. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch wrestling, first of all, check out First Black Champ Podcast, me and Cam from the Port. We're definitely going to talk about this this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But the road to WrestleMania is here. But now it is taking a different turn.
Yeah.
Because when The Rock does what he does to Cody Rhodes and color is added, it's a different story right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different element to the story. Also, it makes me wonder, is color back in the WWE? We're going to talk about this on Sunday, but This is color, ladies and gentlemen. This is let me bleed and let me tell the story while bleeding. Yeah. We ain't seen this done in this way in quite some time. Okay. So if we are back at that, I ain't no front. I'm happy. Just don't bleed to just the bleed. See, what's his name in AEW now? John Moxley. See, yeah. John Moxley just be out here bleeding just to bleed. That nigga just want to bleed. It's like, yo, it's going to be blood in this match. Yeah, it's just that. I'm not that. I'm just saying that if we're going to be able to tell the story and add color, let's go. I'm with that. But it was, I text my homies, A-Plus and DJ Nails, and I asked them, when was the last time The Rock appeared on WWE television and didn't cut a promo? It's got to be when he was Rocky Maivia.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock came in, posed, did that shit, walked over to Cody, said something, walked off, didn't cut a promo in Chicago, which may turn out to be one of the greatest promos of all time for The Rock.
I was pissed. I was livid. I'm like, wait a second. This nigga leaving? I said, who wrote this shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait, what we doing here, bro? So, and I honestly, bro, I didn't expect him. I seen the interview that he did backstage when you know, saying she asked him, what did you say to Cody? And he was like, you got to ask Cody. And I'm thinking that's it for The Rock. I'm thinking The Rock's wrapped up. He's on his way to the Clearport, about to get on his jet and go wherever he's about to go. That's why I said the vibe in the arena was shock once we see The Rock whooping Cody's ass, you know what I'm saying, by the concession stand area, then taking him outside to the parking lot. It was total shock and silence, you know what I'm saying, at that point. So this is crazy to me, bro. So it was definitely one of Rock's finest moments in Chicago.
Did you see a white kid cry?
Did I see a white kid cry? No, I did not. But it was some white kids in there that had signs like babies crying, like a baby crying. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see any Cody cry babies in there, though. No, I didn't.
Because normally with the WWE doing this situation, is they would find like the little random white kid.
I didn't see any random white kids around, like in shock crying or whatever like that for their hero. I didn't see that.
Damn, man. Now,
but it was dope, though.
That I wish I was in the building for. This final Boss Rock. Like, if they never did that sing-along with The Rock shit on SmackDown the other day, I wouldn't, like, that almost turned me off. But this Rock turned it up a notch. This Rock is devious. He's nasty. Yeah. He's mean.
Definitely.
I'm all in. Rocky. I'm all in, Dwayne. I'm all in. And the way he says boy to white people. Rock's been wanting to say boy for years. All right? He's now like, look.
He loving that.
Rock like, fam, I am on the board of directors. No, I'm calling these white people out, fam. Boy.
Yeah.
And then the UFL is starting this weekend.
XFL? Great week for The Rock. XFL start this week?
The UFL.
Oh, what do you call it?
Oh. USFL and the XFL merge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's called the UFL now. That's what it's called?
It's called the UFL now.
Okay. Rock's having a good week.
Rock's having a great week. He beat the shit out of Cody. Yeah. His football league is starting this weekend.
Okay.
And then the weekend after that is Rock at WrestleMania. Okay. This is 2 weeks of The Rock. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, man. Enough of that shit. Check out First Black Chat Podcast. We're going to be talking about that a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Diddy. All right. So Diddy... very shocking to see this play out on television.
Yeah.
But Sean P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Love, Combs, Cribs in New York, LA, and Miami was raided by Homeland Security officials. Reportedly, this is involving the now investigation, official, it seems like, investigation, now that we know about it. Of sex trafficking charges. And, you know, according to Rolling Stone, I believe they said this could be a RICO. RICO is involved in this. To that, I say I'm nervous for me, because if this is involved with a RICO, you know, how they just be giving out RICOs, fam. Anybody that loves Bad Boy deserves a RICO in this case. Mike, we can be charged with RICO for this case. We love Bad Boy that much.
So just because I was listening to some Diddy early, I'll be hit with the RICO.
To some Diddy. Yeah, because you listen to some Diddy, they might be like, yo, RICO. What was your thoughts on seeing how everything played out yesterday, including what it felt like Diddy saying, fuck this, I'm out. Sons, y'all get this.
Dog, this is like watching a movie, dog. Like, they had the helicopters surrounded atop of his house, and his sons are being handcuffed. Like, this is straight out of a movie, bro. Straight out of a movie, fam. And it is... My first initial thoughts was, he should have paid Cassie when she asked for the bread. This could all been avoided. This could have all been avoided if he would have just didn't call Cassie's bluff and just did exactly what she asked the first time. But this is like watching a movie, bro. And you're literally watching the good guy fall, bro. You're watching the fall of the good guy. You know what I'm saying? This is a fall off like I've never seen. Like, we seen R. Kelly fall off, you know what I'm saying? But Bill Cosby, you know, the shit like that. But this is like on a different magnitude, bro. Like, this guy is an icon, man, when it comes to the hip hop culture, bro. And just like you said,
he's one of the icons.
One of the icons, fam, of the hip hop culture, bro. The music culture, just music in general, fam. And you're watching the fall off, bro. Me and my wife is in the restaurant yesterday before we went to the wrestling event, and they got the TV in the restaurant, and this shit is on like the news, bro. They are reporting this shit, bro, in the midst of like local news. It's like your local television channel is reporting this, fam. Like, they should be talking about shit that's happening in Maywood. I'm watching shit about Diddy. Diddy is on my television on WGN. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is something I've never seen before, fam. And it's sad, bro. It is sad, 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 fam. And, you know, his lawyer just came out with a report. I mean, came out with a statement. You know, he's still proclaiming his innocence. He said that these raids came from, you know, pretty much like bogus information when it came to these other civil suits that's been, you know, filed against him and everything like that. Like, they really don't have anything on him. You know, nobody was arrested or anything like that. Nobody's been detained and shit like that. And, you know, his lawyers continue to claim his innocence. So I don't know, bro. I don't know. I think we need to find out exactly what the police or, you know, Homeland Security, what did they find in his crib? You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, when you're dealing with sex trafficking, what are you really looking for here? What are you, what are we looking for when it comes to sex trafficking allegations?
So I'm not going to front.
And did you see the clip? I don't know if this was on TMZ or not, but did you see the clip where somebody was recording one of his neighbors and they were in the car and they said that Diddy be having underage girls?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the black dude.
You couldn't wait to start snitching, huh?
I was like, damn.
You go just give it up like that, huh? Right on national television, huh?
Like, yo, this is what we are on, huh? All right, so look. Sex trafficking, yeah. Right? So here's my big thing about how this looks. From that standpoint, right? And I definitely don't mean to sound, I'm not trying to sound insensitive. Actually, it's not meant to sound insensitive, it's just to ask the question.
Yeah.
So when you fly somebody out, is that sex trafficking? Hear me out. On the surface, right? On the surface. You just trying to get some ass. Let me finish.
Go ahead.
Let me finish, because I'm about to paint a picture for you. This is not to defend Diddy or anything like that, too. This is how folks need to watch out how they move. Yo, I'm about to fly this girl out. Yada, 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 yada. And let's say she gets there and she says, no, I'm not with it. Is that attempted sex trafficking? The reason why I say that is because a lot of this shit happens because folks be out here trying to fly ass out. And they think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Folks be on Instagram and DMing chicks, yo, I'm going to fly you out. I'm gonna fly you out. So what are you doing? When is it just getting ass, and when it just trying to get some ass turns? Like, what's that fine line between trying to get some ass and sex traffic?
But I'll go ahead.
Because all I was gonna say before I'm about to choke is, I never wanted no parts. I wasn't trying to fly it out. I was trying to go fly and get it. But I ain't got Diddy money. So you can go meet a girl in Detroit and then be like, yo, I'm about to fly you out here. Like, does it become sex trafficking once somebody else gets involved. Or because with the R. Kelly stuff, a lot of the stuff that they was talking about there is it was other women involved, but he's having to mess around with each other. But what if it's, say for instance, Mike, you're single, you say, yo, I'm about to fly Shorty out. Could Shorty come and be like, yo, you sex trafficking me? That's, and again, this is not to, this is clearly to say, a lot of folks been telling dudes in this industry to chill out on shit like that.
Yeah.
To stop pulling shit like that. And it makes me wonder if this is what Diddy did on the surface. When you look at hip hop and the misogyny that's run rampant and some of the things that you do, if Diddy's in trouble, fam, everybody's in trouble. Mm-hmm. And I mean everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean from the local rapper from down the street who just so happened to be able to do a show in Beloit, Wisconsin. And he brought three shorties with him and the whole crew ran him. To the rapper who got money but yet want to DM women to try to slide to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit just ain't worth it. But when you live a lifestyle and the lifestyle has been shown to you for so long, what you think gonna happen? And that's why I say if Diddy's in trouble, hip hop is in trouble. Because Diddy is too damn connected. He is too connected for this to not hit everybody in hip hop in one way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Just off of that small thing.
Yeah.
Just off of somebody trying to fly a girl out and then they hear sex trafficking and you don't know the law. You like, yo, what's that? Whole time, you kind of realize that's what you've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
By doing half of the shit that you've been doing. So it's just small shit like that that it makes hip hop start trembling. Like, what is the fine line between what are we talking about? Now, some of the other stuff Diddy's accused of, rape and all of that stuff. Hey, if he's guilty of that, you throw him all the way under the jail. I'm talking specifically right now, before we get to all of that other stuff, the fine line between the fly out and sex trafficking.
But see, this is the thing. Like, when it comes to, I always think of sex trafficking like a fancy word for a pimp. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could be flying women out and then he could have other people in his home and he's using the women, you know what I'm saying, to have sex with these other people and for the exchange of money. You know what I'm saying? I think that's like that kind of like what sex trafficking is, like almost.
But that's part of the fly out. But see, that's what I'm saying. That's part of the fly out.
I feel like, okay, but like if you're flying them out though, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that there's no exchange. I feel like the fine line is there's no exchange of money at this point. But I feel like the exchange, I feel like whoever it is that Diddy, whoever the women that Diddy is using for the sex trafficking, whoever it is, the people that's coming over there to have sex with the women, they're exchanging money. So that's, I think that's where they paying Diddy and Diddy breaking off the women they look cut. He I feel like he's a pimp. This is like another word for a pimp.
Cause like, is Diddy going to like?
And then it's probably other freaky stuff involved, as far as like maybe him watching. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, he likes to do stuff like that with the apparent.
Yeah,
the freak offs. I think that the freak offs is part of the sex trafficking. I think that's part of what this is.
As I said, the freak off. Now that's next. But what I'm saying is all of this is
involved.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thin line, though, man. I feel like,
what if she knows? Because look, let's talk prostitution.
It's one thing I can fly you out and then, you know what I'm saying, I'm paying for your food and all this stuff like that. And then you have sex with me.
But that could still be classified as prostitution.
That's a reach. That won't fall. That won't stick in court though.
The money that when the money change hands, fam, that's prostitution.
But see, that's what I'm saying. See, a fly out could be like, okay, we hanging out. I'm flying you out. We hang out. You know what I'm saying? I buy you. I take you to the mall. I buy you this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Da da da. And then we.
But
go
you gotta back, fuck you know the homies too.
No, no. See, that's where the fine line is though. See, if I'm putting you off on other guys, then that's trafficking.
But what if you cool with that?
Then you freaky.
But it's still, but that's still trafficking. But what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's still a fine ass line to me when it comes to hip hop. Yeah, it's not a fine line when it comes to the law.
So are you saying when like when hip hop is involved, are you mean like other rappers are like at the house and he pushes them up on the other rappers?
Yes, because I'm telling you, there's a I can tell look, I'm about to give you a perfect example, Jim.
After the studio session, all the engineers, you know what I'm saying, of the producer, the artist that's there, you know what I'm saying, they all get a turn, huh? They all like, we finna...
Bruh!
It's freak off time after the studio session.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Especially when they said this could turn into a RICO. Yeah. That's why I said it's the fine line. Not with the law. I'm talking about with us, with rappers. Yeah. Because rappers is not thinking sex traffic if the homie be like, yo, she going, go hit. Now, once you drop some shit up in there and all that shit, you really going way too far. Mm-hmm. But if you at a Diddy party, like imagine this, if you are at a Diddy party, and at the Diddy party, somebody like, yo, she going. But then you find out 5 days later, that she wasn't trying to be there. You didn't know. She knew. Mm-hmm. Diddy them knew. But you knew. Is that still, are you involved in that or not? Because I'm telling you, there's probably more stories in hip hop about around that than the worst shit. The innocent bystander, the dude that's in the group, that's probably standing in the back and somebody like, yo, I got you. I'm gonna make you feel comfortable. You don't know. Like, you don't know. Yeah. Like, you don't know because in some cases, this is probably your first time at a party like this.
He probably just thinking, he probably just thinking, oh man, Diddy, he's a nice guy, bro. You know what I'm saying? He got all these nice women in here, family. He, you know what I'm saying, taking care of his peers and, you know, he not knowing that money might be involved or nothing. He just thought he was there to have a good time.
Imagine you watching the news and seeing some of the shit that Diddy's accused of, and you like, damn, I got some ass at a Diddy party. Oh boy. Oh.
But see, you're good though. But I think, like I said, if you didn't hand off any bread, you're straight. Man. They can't prove it. That's where the fine line is. If you didn't pay any money to the woman or to Diddy or whoever it is that set it up,
somebody gonna let me know that fine line. Not for
you
me.
Just that you was just there for a good time.
Not for me, but somebody's gonna have to let me know that fine line. Because if I was ever at a Diddy party and I came up, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. Like if I ever came up at a Diddy party and. Yeah, I don't know. You trafficked me. Maybe you trafficked me.
What's kind of like if you go to a bachelor party, right? Go to a bachelor party, one of your homies' bachelor
party.
You got the strippers. You got the strippers in there. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they doing more than just stripping.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Is that
unwillingly?
But you pay strippers up front. And then they make whatever they make after that on their own. They tips and whatever thing like that. So, but if you tell them like, hey, like, yo, if y'all want to make y'all extra bread, you can make your extra bread. So if I go to the stripper party and I see like, you know what I'm saying, a young lady that I might be interested in to do something other than strip for me, you know what I'm saying? I take her to the back and then I pay her. Is that trafficking? Technically, the guy that's throwing the bachelor party, is he trafficking or no?
Go to the definition of sex trafficking.
That's
because I'm gonna tell you how this could definitely be a thin line when it comes to rappers.
It's definitely a thin line, though.
Sex trafficking, the definition is the action or practice of illegally transporting people from one country or area to another for the purpose of sexual exploitation. that rapper or that groupie, that hanger-on member probably don't know that shorty is there for that reason. And that's why I keep saying that this has far-reaching ramifications, because there's a lot of dudes that are very ignorant to the rules of the law. And they just be doing shit because it's cool. They saw somebody do it. This is the thing to do in hip hop. I even give you a perfect example. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago, some shorty said that Method Man beat her ass at a video shoot. Okay. It's the 90s, G. I don't know whether to say that Method Man did that shit or not. But look at half of the goddamn music videos that you see. Like, that's why I say with this Diddy thing, we might end up having to re-examine the 90s and what we grew up on. And I'm about to give you a video.
That's a lot of digging, bro. That's a lot of digging and investigating that, bro.
I'm going to give you a video that we might have to re-examine. But we consider it one of the greatest videos.
I feel like I know which video you're about to say.
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
I thought you was gonna say Nelly Tip Drill.
No, that's different. That's way past that. But let's go.
That was in the 2000s, but why wouldn't that video need to be investigated?
I ain't say it was. I say we're gonna start with the 90s, though. We're talking 90s.
Can you pull this video up right now on the screen, please? Can we get it like
I don't want to get shut down.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
But ain't nothing but a G thing. In what, 1991? 1992?
Yeah.
What happens in that video, Mike? Some bougie light-skinned chick with the wavy hair in the biker shorts and in the top.
Yeah.
She comes in and she, But then there's also a scene where they're playing volleyball. Mm-hmm. And what happens during the volleyball game, Mike? Some dude goes behind the girl and flicks her top off.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. Then later in the video, all the dudes get some old E, and they spray the girl with OE. All of them. That's assault. The shit at the volleyball, that's assault.
But see, that
we witnessed assault on a music video considered one of the greatest music videos of all time, if we're looking back in hindsight. All
right, hear me out, though.
Yeah.
So, don't you have to have, like, signed consent and all of that shit like that? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, documents had to be signed before all of this stuff was put on camera.
I'm glad that you said that, Mike. Hip-hop is the world of NDAs, my G. But what if it was a world where there was not no NDAs, fam? I might be wrong in this assessment.
Because I feel like whoever the women was in that video, the women who got sprayed on, the women who got her top taken off, they would have sued by now.
But
they would have sued. They would have sued.
If they ain't get taken care of in the first place.
Or they might have had to sign something.
They might have to sign something before,
like, hey, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. We're having fun here. This is going to be put on camera. You consent to all of this. You cool with it.
But when you look at the culture that was born in hip-hop in the late 80s, early 90s, if we go back, you're going to start to see more of that. And considering what we're starting to see with some of our rappers now,
yeah.
With this Diddy shit, you like, damn, that's why I brought up the fine line between flying somebody out and sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Not to be on somebody's side, because ain't no side to be on in that one. What I'm saying is, If I'm at the party, and that's what Shorty was brought here for, but you don't know, and then she go tell the officers that she stained you, that you stained her, they calling you. And they asking you a whole bunch of questions about what going on at the party, and all you gonna say was, man, I hit. What happened? I ain't raped her, nothing like that. What's going on?
Right.
Now you find yourself in a situation where you probably done snitched and didn't even know it. Man, no, because, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. What you mean? Oh, no, nothing. Nothing. All because you nailed something at the party. That's why people be like, yo, I don't think I need to stay here after a certain time. Because there's some people that know after a certain time that the party is about to get wild. But mm-hmm. there's going to be some serious folks that's like, yo, let me stick around and see what they talking about. Next thing you know, you in a damn Illuminati-ass tryst. You around this bitch, motherfuckers got masks on and weird-ass outfits and some guys being walked like a dog or walked like a dog by some woman that looks like Grace Jones getting spanked. And you like, damn, where my ride at? And then you see Diddy talking about some can't stop, won't stop. And you like, no, fam, like, why y'all ain't tell me that this party went left like this? And then next thing you know, it's some fine chick that look like Sherry Healy and coming to America. Like then, now, that walks up to you and rubs your chest and be like, yeah, daddy, what you doing tonight? You probably be like, shit, wherever you going. And then you nail, but then it turns out that she was trafficked. And next time you see her,
she was instructed.
Then she was instructed to do it. And the next time you see her, she getting in a damn Econoline van. And she looking at you sad as hell as the door closed. And you're like, yo, that's Shorty. I fell in love with her last night. Like, I know that shit sound like a movie, but that feels like part of what this is with the Diddy situation. There's going to be a lot of people that was unwillingly a part of this shit. And they just didn't know. But then it is going to be the people that's accused of all this heinous shit that put this all together. So yeah. When you go look at the landscape of hip hop in general, fam, like, man, now you start looking at some of these parties, these events a little differently.
Yeah.
You start looking at the Roc Nation brunch a little bit differently. No, hear me out. Hear me out. You start looking at some of these events differently. The Roc Nation brunch, these Oscar joints, these Grammy joints, the after parties, going to the... You start looking at these shits a little bit differently because you like, yo, we be hearing stories, but the nigga who told you nobody throws a party like me is being investigated for sex trafficking. Impossible RICO charges. That's why you're looking at it differently.
Okay.
Nigga, it's like the best example of this. The best example of this is you go over to your homie's house and your homie say, man, don't nobody throw no party like me. But then shit start to come out about the party and you like, maybe I've been missing some shit this whole time. What the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start thinking about every goddamn party he's been a part of. Like even with the Biggie shit. You start thinking about the Biggie's death and the 15 million documentaries that came past saying that Diddy has something to do with it. Keefy D is locked up for shooting Pop. Now you start looking at shit differently. Because in them documentaries, damn near all of them shits was like, yo, Puff has something to do with that shit. Now you start going, what the fuck is going on, Sean? But if you look at Sean, it's hard for you not to look at anybody that was associated
mm-hmm.
with him. And that's why this is creepy, fam. It's nasty. And I'm wondering who else, because you also got to think of Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons' ass in Bali sitting Indian style,
yeah,
having interviews. Hey, yo, where you at in the world, Russ? Yeah, I'm in Bali. I'm in Bali.
I think he just got served with another lawsuit today.
They said that he got served in Bali. Like, this nigga was eating at a restaurant in Bali, and the server was just waiting their turn. Sitting next to his ass. Hey, fam, you been served. Oh, fuck, shit. In Bali, my G.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the people.
Here's my question about this. Like I said, I see sex trafficking as being it's like a high class pimp. That's how I feel like. I feel like it's just another it's a fancy word for a pimp, like a fancier pimp. Mm-hmm. But why does Diddy feel like he needs to traffic women, bro?
Power.
It's about power, huh? It ain't even about money at this point.
It's about
huh?
power. All of these crimes are never about the sex. It's about the power.
I get that there's money in this, obviously. You know what I'm saying? There's money in this, but like,
that's why, Mike, that's why when people was talking about Bill Cosby, oh man, Bill Cosby couldn't have did this shit. Look at these women. It's not about the women, it's about the power that you can do whatever you want to do. It's about the power of having control. That's what this is about. It's about power and control. When you feel like you are the biggest man on earth, some people use it positively. Some people don't. And it's starting to look like, reportedly, allegedly, it's starting to look like Puff was one of those people that didn't use it for that. And the crazy thing is, it's the track record. Mace looks like the cleanest person on earth now.
Yeah.
Mace looks like the smartest man in hip hop. When you go back to him and Diddy being allegedly as close as they were through the first album and even before that, you know, you see Mace with Diddy everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Double Up album drop,
mm-hmm.
the Get Ready single drops. And then all of a sudden, this Mace leaves hip-hop for God. That's weird.
But Mace did come back, though.
But wait a minute. He didn't come back with... When he first come back, he didn't come back with Diddy. Came back with 50.
Wait. Hold on. I don't think that's
window,
accurate.
No, the window shopping shit. The welcome he back came shit back, was
over there. No, he did welcome back first. Then he flipped to 50. He dropped that Welcome Back album on Bad Boy. Then
he had to drop it.
Yeah, but I don't think he did it. He didn't do the 50 shit, then did Welcome Back.
No. That was all at the same time.
Because because the 50 Cent was like, he was 50, when he got with 50 and G Unit, he was like cursing and everything like that.
Yeah, but it was all
when he did the Welcome Back album was a clean album.
But no, it was all around the same time though.
Okay.
And he had to do that album because he was contractually obligated to work with Puff. That's why when he tried to drop the G Unit album, Puff was like, nah, I ain't letting you out the deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Puff. I mean, there's Mace, the Lox. Shit, Total.
They all saw the freaky shit, huh?
Yeah, like they Carl Thomas. Fam, Carl Thomas is the only person that I could think of off of Bad Boy that I ain't seen an interview. See, there you go. Welcome Back was on Bad Boy and it dropped in 04. The G Unit situation was 05.
So he did Welcome Back so first.
He was contractually obligated to do so.
Mm-hmm.
He had said that's the only reason why he came back. He was contractually obligated to do so, and Puff would never let him out the deal. Shit, Puff just let that man out the deal on Clubhouse.
Yeah.
During the pandemic. But either way it go, Diddy got a track record of people off the label, starting with Craig Mack. Like, Let's start at the beginning. Let's start with Craig Mack.
Yeah.
Then you can go to a Mace. Then you can go to some of these other groups. It don't be looking good for Diddy. But it's Diddy, so you give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of hip-hop's biggest and well-known personalities.
All right, so look, I just see a report from TMZ. Diddy's neighbor who went viral at the raid scene was trolling, according to his mother.
I mean, I expected that. When I saw dude in the car, I was like, yeah, that nigga trolling. He want to be on TV, but...
Yeah, but that shit's still funny as hell, though.
But yeah, like, you got all of these people, my G, that's like, yo, it's funny over here. Oh, no. It's funny over here. So now this happens. Now you start looking back.
Yeah.
It's funny over there. It's been funny over there. And I think now what happens is when Cassie did what she did, she knew she was opening up the floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy thought he was just too powerful for the shit to hit him. He didn't realize that this ain't the time for that no more.
I feel like it's for somebody as smart as Diddy is, you know what I'm saying? You come on, bro. Like, come on, man. You had to know, dog. You had to have, it's like you just oblivious to this, huh? You just, that, like you said, I guess that power, that power you feel like he had, you know, was just going to overthrow all of this.
Yeah.
That's insane, bro. That is absolutely insane. And I feel like Diddy would be way more smarter than that, bro.
Nah.
Way more smarter than
because that. Because at this point, Mike, it's not about being smart. Sometimes the dumbest niggas be the people that be in power because they feel like they could get away with everything. And that's what Diddy is. That's what Diddy could be at this point. That he felt like he was so powerful in this game that he could get away with it. Cassie said what she said, and she called his bluff. And he's been suffering from it ever since.
Because mm-hmm.
now you got, they say, four women and one male that's accusing him of all of this. Diddy thought he was powerful enough to move through all of this. And now he nervous as shit, pacing at the Miami airport. Like, yo, can I get on this plane and get to another spot?
He definitely looked like he needed a cigarette on that.
Oh, Diddy. He definitely been smoking squares, fam.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Diddy look like the little meme that I be sharing on Instagram sometimes. ENJ and a pack of cool soft packs. That's what Diddy got right now. Diddy is in Antigua or wherever he at. Just like.
Yep.
I hope don't nobody say nothing else. But somebody's going to say something else, Jack. Because now you got to think about the people who you crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You got to think about the people that you pissed off. You got to think about all of the people that you took from. Now they got a platform to talk shit about you. You know, somebody going to be on Inside Edition. What? I had to deal with Bad Boy and...
Yeah, man.
I never dropped the album. Puff said that he was going to give me all of this. And I never dropped an album. Never even dropped a single.
Mm-hmm.
But he forced me to have oral sex. And there's going to be some dude that he thought he was going to be a mega R&B star. I'm telling you, these stories ain't over. This is just the beginning. Puff could very well be our Epstein. Might not be in the way Epstein was, but there's a lot of people in hip hop that lived that lifestyle, and because that's what everybody did, they thought it was cool. Now they're about to find out that running that train on that stripper back in 1994 wasn't the move. When she come out on Entertainment Tonight saying that y'all raped her. Because you probably did.
I could just imagine all of the you know, alleged victims are doing right now. What can be possibly being put together right now? Like, there can literally be like another, like it's cliche to say, but another surviving R. Kelly type of documentary or something, type of special being put on TV soon.
Bruh.
Soon.
Surviving Diddy would be the biggest show on whatever channel it comes on.
Look, man. I could just imagine.
Be appointment viewing.
I could just imagine who, what TV network, what producer, somebody putting together something right now.
Now, 50 Cent said that he was going to do it. Don't believe him.
We gotta just let 50 be 50, bro. That man not finna put his time and effort into that shit, G. He got too much other shit going on, bro. He can continue to troll. He gonna continue to get his bro. He gonna, you know.
But
that would be hilarious if he actually put together something somebody, like that. But I don't see it. He not gonna do that.
Though. But somebody's gonna put together.
I feel like I feel like somebody.
And would, I'm telling you, it is going to be the biggest if. If Surviving R. Kelly did all of those numbers, man, oh man, this Surviving
is,
Diddy.
This is something on a different level, dog. Compared Diddy? Compared to Surviving R. Kelly.
Boy,
this is different right here, bro.
This look. I had said this to one of the homies. Hey man, Tip of Gore is probably coming out like, yo, I told y'all about this rap shit. Told y'all. Suge Knight's in jail, y'all. And look at Diddy. Can't stop, won't stop. That's why I was telling y'all, let's not do this hip-hop rap shit. Let's put these parental advisory stickers on these joints. I'm telling you, this Diddy shit is so nasty that there's probably hundreds of thousands of people nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Because they like, yo,
they were involved.
What was I involved in?
Man, bro, the fall, bro, this is something like I said, I've never thought I would witness. You know what I'm saying? Somebody of this magnitude who influenced us, you know what I'm saying, through hip hop and through entertainment, like of this magnitude, is crazy, bro, to see, fam. It is absolutely it's crazy to see it right in front of our eyes, fam, happening right now, bro. It's absolutely.
I don't think this is just gonna reach only hip hop. There's R&B, there's rock, that's just music in general.
Yeah.
Diddy was connected to everything and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can only imagine the skeletons that's in that man's closet. Can only imagine that shit.
Sad, man. It's sad.
And people who are untrustworthy and lying are gonna get a platform. But there's other ones that's going to get a platform that was really in it. There's going to be people that was squarely behind Diddy that's no longer going to be squarely behind them. And they're going to be on any of these talk shows spilling their heart out about what happened while they was at Bad Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people that's just going to have his back. But hip-hop is about to have a day of reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know when it's coming. But it's coming.
Excuse me.
Unless somebody got a whole bunch of shit out of their house and don't nobody snitch. Like that whole no snitching thing, it better hold weight with this Diddy shit. Or ain't nobody dropping no rap albums. It's rap.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, like before we transition into rap beefs, how does this make you feel about the 90s though?
Just people thought that, like, I guess, you know, when you hear like our elders talk about like living in the 70s and, you know, living in the 70s and how wild it was in the 70s, this just makes you think like, hey, we actually grew up in a time where like the 90s, we grew up in the 90s. That's like our, you know, bread and butter, you know what I'm saying, of growing up. We were right there. We lived in it. That's just, you know, hey, it ain't nothing to brag about, but it's just, hey, something like, hey, you could tell your grandkids, hey, you heard about the 70s? You want to know about the 90s? You want to know about Diddy? Have a seat. You know, knowing that you'll be able to tell this story to somebody younger, how we were told stories about the 70s and the 80s, that's how I see this. Knowing that we can tell this story with all the facts and details and just mesmerize, you know what I'm saying, younger people.
And it's not about the music, because here's the thing. Like, I saw somebody, I think it was, shouts out to my man, our man D2G. He had said, yo, he was joking with the question, like, yo, is this going to make you cancel Diddy music? And my first thought was, shit, I ain't listening to none of them Diddy albums in the first place.
Yeah. I don't think none of the Diddy records. I mean, obviously Diddy had joints, and Diddy was a part of a lot of records, but, you know, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to go back and listen to that Forever album. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not listening to that. That wasn't in my rotation. You know,
when I listened to Bad Boy for Life, Mark Curry verse.
There you go. Like, those records ain't in like rotation like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, if I write rhymes, I write checks. I was not listening to no Diddy song for Diddy. Mm-hmm. So you can remove any Diddy verse, and I'm probably like, even Forever.
Yeah.
I don't need that verse. Give me Biggie and Busta Rhymes yelling.
I suppose. I suppose.
I don't need it. There's not a Diddy verse I need. I'm not canceling Total because of Diddy.
Right. I'm not canceling 4 Hours to Live. We're not canceling like the Bad Boy. We're not canceling Big. We're not canceling, you know what I'm saying, the Locks.
You think I'm going to cancel Faith Evans?
We ain't canceling Faith or Carl
Diddy
Thomas.
Was the
we're not
executive
canceling,
producer?
We ain't canceling Black Rob.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Carl,
we ain't canceling G-Dep's first album.
You think I'm canceling that Carl Thomas first album? You think I'm canceling Emotional?
Nah, man.
You think I'm canceling and I wish I never met it because it was on Bad Boy? I will not cancel nobody on the Bad Boy for this. You can cancel No Way Out. I don't have to listen to those songs on there. I don't give a damn if More Money, More Problems is on there. I don't have to listen to it. But I'm definitely not canceling any of the other projects on Bad Boy. You be shit. Now, sorry, y'all. It's official. We ain't never getting that Diddy versus Jermaine Dupri versus y'all.
That shit is dead.
That
shit's out of the window.
Y'all was geek during the pandemic. Now we gonna get this battle. Remember, we did a whole show.
We dissected who was gonna win and what the you know what I'm saying, what needed to be done for it to be done right. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, that's just all out the window.
Jermaine Dupri dropped a documentary on Freak Nick, and in the same week, Diddy got his house raided. Jermaine Dupri won, y'all.
Crazy times.
The battle was over.
Jermaine Dupri just did the Super Bowl with Usher.
The battle's over.
He won already, bro.
He won. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Unless I won't even play with Jermaine Dupri like that.
Just be cool. Be cool. We chilling.
I won't even play with Jermaine Dupri like that. Jermaine Dupri, a woman.
Oh,
don't
man.
Play with me like that. Nah, but seriously, we ain't never getting that.
Yeah, it's a wrap,
y'all.
It's a wrap.
Cancel Christmas.
It's not even that we're not going to get that moment right there. We probably won't ever get any other Diddy moment.
That's a wrap.
We're not going to get any more Diddy moments. We literally have to take what we got right here, what we just got, what we get, the BET Awards. They did a tribute for
him. He got that, them Lifetime Achievement Awards.
Got the Lifetime Achievement, BET, MTV did something for him. The MTV Video Music Awards did something for him. He literally just got all of his flowers.
Mike.
Dropped a solid album, got his flowers, got sued. In that order, bro.
Mike.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Nickelodeon documentary?
I haven't gotten to that yet, but I will, though. That's on my watch list, G, because...
Hey, is Lifetime Achievement Awards nasty? Because they just got a Lifetime Achievement Award from, like, everybody.
Yeah.
The dude that was running Nickelodeon got a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Don't give me no Lifetime Achievement
Award. Don't give me one.
You get a Lifetime Achievement Award, niggas start investigating you and shit, G.
I don't want it.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna dig up all the dirt on you, fam.
I don't want it.
Yeah, keep that.
Give it to me when I'm dead.
Yeah. There we go. There you go.
Give it to me when I'm dead. I don't want a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I think that getting the flowers while you still here thing is kind of
no,
shaky, baby.
Give it to me when I'm dead. Talk shit too. Because you get a lifetime achievement award. Next thing you know, you get accused of some shit that you did in 1995.
Crazy.
And then next thing you know, all of the skeletons come out. You open your closet like, fuck. Crazy. Look at all these skeletons. Yeah. It's all because I won the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Don't honor me.
Don't honor me at all, fam. Hey, speaking of honor, man, Drake and J. Cole, you know, Drake made sure to honor J. Cole around the same time that Kendrick Lamar said, fuck y'all. There's no big three. This is interesting. It's just me.
This is interesting.
Prince outlived Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kendrick was, all right, look, so Metro Boomin, Future, dropped the album. We knew the album was coming. They dropped the album, We Don't Trust You. Is that what it's called?
Is that the album called?
We Don't Trust You. Fully produced by Metro Boomin, Future album. When the album dropped, you know, you see the track list, you only see the titles. You don't see who's featured on the records. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you're listening to the album and then you get to the like number 5 or number 6, the record called Like That. Song, you know, sampled a very popular hip hop record. The song's going good and everything like that. Then all of a sudden, Kendrick Lamar is on here. All right, cool. We get the Kendrick verse. That's cool on a Future album. You know, it's kind of something you don't really see, something you would expect. Then all of a sudden, you start listening and you hearing these bars. You're like, oh, okay, he's shooting. And then, speaking of, he mentions first person shooter. Anybody knows, you know, obviously Drake and J. Cole dropped a song called First Person Shooter. So now you got to really start listening to the verse and hear everything Kendrick is saying. And he firing on all cylinders. It's known who he's talking about at this point. Slick line here, slick line there, referencing Drake's album, you know, referencing niggas clicking up and all of that other shit like that, bro. And it just sounds like Kendrick Lamar is fed up with all the buddy-buddy shit. You know what I'm saying? All the friendly shit that's going on in hip-hop. And also, he probably's tired of the sneak dissing too, because this has been an ongoing thing with Drake and Kendrick Lamar sneak dissing each other, you know what I'm saying, on records, and everybody's trying to dissect all the bars and trying to figure out who Drake talking about on this line and who's Drake talking about on this line. It's been an ongoing thing for years when it came to these three guys, you know what I'm saying, and not even necessarily J. Cole, because I think in this situation here, bro, I think J. Cole is just an innocent bystander. He's getting shot at because he's standing next to Drake. These bars mostly are Drake here, G.
Mike, I'm going to look. Here's the thing. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar came up together. Do you remember High Power? Remember the whole talk about J. Cole
them
and
doing
Kendrick
a collab
doing
album?
Album and all that stuff. Absolutely. You know, TDE and Dreamville, all cool. That's competitive. Yeah. He don't like Drake. The Cole thing is competitive. And I think the Cole thing makes the Cole thing carries more weight than the Drake thing, because I said this before and I'll say it again. I think Cole is the only rapper in rap right now that wants to be known as the greatest rapper right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like J. Cole still cares about Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. Mm-hmm. Like that whole. Find who the best MCs, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Cole cares about being one of them.
Yeah.
He cares about being Nas.
Okay.
If Nas was his greatest, he let Nas down. He cares about being Nas in that argument.
Mm-hmm.
And letting y'all know that I am the best right now.
Yeah.
J. Cole wants to be Nas and Ether. Kendrick Lamar wants that smoke because he wants to prove that he is the best rapper right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the Drake thing, Drake did what Drake gonna do. He praised J. Cole and then he said some shit about Turks and K-Coles or whatever. You ain't gotta rush no diss track, but you ain't gotta say shit either.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Kendrick Lamar know he gonna do that. So Kendrick, unless Drake actually shoots, he don't care. But you know why that was aimed at Drake? I mean, excuse me. You know why it was aimed at J. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
Because the verse on First Person Shooter he's referring to is J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole says there's a big three, but he feels like Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. If there's a big three and he feels like Muhammad Ali, that means he's beat Joe Frazier and he's beat George Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to feel like Muhammad Ali, mm-hmm. you had to have beat them too. So he was shooting at Drake on their own track.
Yeah.
But Drake, it wasn't a competitive thing. Let's just get this song out the way.
Drake was all free. That's the thing too. Like,
yeah,
I
let's get the song.
They being Jake. That's the whole thing that blew me about that song in the first place. Just even prior to this Kendrick Lamar thing, is like Drake was just too friendly on this song, bro.
Right.
You barely rapped on, you know what I'm saying, the original version of the record, the first part of the record, you know what I'm saying? And J. Cole get on here and just, you know what I'm saying, obliterate you, kills you.
That's why.
and you allowed it. You allowed it.
Fam, listen to every verse J. Cole has dropped in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That boy is...
He in a different zone right now.
He is
with this
in
rapping.
A different zone. Huh. So if I'm Kendrick Lamar, do I want to battle Drake or do I want to battle J. Cole? Fuck a big three. It's just me.
Oh, yeah.
Cole is the only rapper outside of Kendrick Lamar that wants to be the best rapper alive. And I'm talking about of this group, not Lil Wayne. I'm talking about out of this four, because we... If I'm Big Sean, I'm looking at all of y'all crazy, fam. I dropped a song.
A good one.
Freestyles.
A good one. A good record.
Ones.
A good record.
Then, Kendrick, you just gonna do this? Y'all just gonna make everybody forget about me?
Hey,
tired
Jake,
of y'all.
Hey, Big Sean, that was just bad timing, dog. That's all. That's bad timing. Bad timing.
Jay-Z, this is Jay-Z Nas timing, in my opinion.
It was just bad timing. It was
Jay-Z Nas timing,
Big,
in my
Big
opinion.
Sean, Big Sean played. I know what he was trying to do. He just had a baby. His birthday was coming up and everything like that. He felt like it was the right time. It was just the bad. It was just the wrong time, though.
Yeah. Like Jay-Z and Nas. That's what timing was
on. Jay-Z know what he be doing. Jay know what he be doing.
Kendrick Lamar knew too. Oh, he dropped the song? Hey, Future. Y'all already know what's gonna happen. No, it wasn't Kendrick Lamar's song, so it's whatever. We joking. But no. Four. So if we looking at it in boxing terms, right? Since J. Cole put it in boxing terms,
mm-hmm.
then it's J. Cole, Muhammad Ali. I guess you could say Kendrick Lamar's George Foreman. Drake is Joe Frazier. And Big Sean would be a heavyweight that we tend to forget. But he boxed all of them. Ken Norton, the father of Ken Norton Jr., the NFL star and NFL coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's the four.
Yeah.
When you go back in that time, when you listen, looking at heavyweights, that's the four. We don't talk about Ken Norton, though, right? That's Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
In this case. But as I said, and I keep saying it, Kendrick looked at Cole, said, that's the person I want. Because that person wants to be the best rapper. And I want to be the best rapper. That's the Jay-Z Nas thing. Two guys competing to be the best rapper. The only thing that I fear is that Kendrick Lamar is underestimating Jermaine Cole.
I think so. I can see
and
that.
And I think the winner in all of this, the person that can really show out of the big four who is the best out of them, this J. Cole time.
Yeah.
This is his time. Because even with the Big Sean shit, even if you add Big Sean, J. Cole might be on the street, But sometimes we look at him as the fourth. He get clowned, he was getting clowned and all that shit before he started knotting up his head.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time that J. Cole can prove to hip hop and the world that he is the best rapper alive, and he's the best out of those four.
And he definitely, Kendrick definitely alley-ooped it to him, because obviously we can see that J. Cole is preparing the rollout for, you know what I'm saying, his next album. So now with this, you know what I'm saying, this verse being, you know what I'm saying, out there, this is just good. This J. Cole can strategize this perfectly if he wants to. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if this rushes, you know what I'm saying, the release of his album. You know what I'm saying? Because obviously I feel like when we do get a response, these are the burning questions. Do we get the response on the album? Do we get the response before the album? Do we get it as like the first single? Like, you know, do we get it on a song that's on the album? Then we finally get to that. Like, what's the strategy here?
We getting it on the fall off.
Definitely, but I want to know, how are we getting this? Are we getting this?
You don't.
What are we getting? Are we gonna get a verse? Are we just gonna get a song? Are we gonna get a verse? We getting a full song?
Nah, you getting a song?
Is he gonna take his time with this one? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is this gonna be one of the greatest?
Fall off. He working on it. Yeah, like, that's why. Because now you see the content coming out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Might delete later. And then it's festival season now. So you got Dreamville Festival coming up.
Yeah.
Like, do we get that right before the album? Do the album right before the end?
You might get on that damn stage.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So many questions now. But
might get a Summer Jam screen.
Wait, is J. Cole on Summer Jam?
No, I'm talking about
Dreamville, okay, like Kendrick might get put on the summer jam.
A summer jam moment.
Is that
we
it?
Ain't had one in
do we? Do we see? Can we see J. Cole being like this? Like, is that?
Yes.
I mean, we know who his mentor is. Mentor is Hov. Hov did it. So
yes,
I can't see J. Cole going crazy like that. Like,
I
can see him going crazy on a verse, but not doing like a summer jam screen type of thing.
Boy,
that'd be interesting.
All is fair in love and war, Jack. I ain't saying you're gonna see Kendrick Lamar out there like Prodigy was. I'm saying that what I mean by Summer Jam screen is just using as an example of those moments. We have not had a Summer Jam moment in years, fam.
Okay.
Like, we've not had that moment where somebody got on the big stage like that. And he was like, oh shit, look what's happening. No, hip hop. That right there. J. Cole, between the fall off and Dreamville, I expect something. And what I expect is going to make Kendrick go, all right, I can't bullshit with this one. Because the thing about it is, it's like, think about it, man. Think about it like this with Kendrick. Drake ain't really came at him. Big Sean did, but it fell on deaf ears.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Lamar kind of looking like the bully right now.
Mm-hmm.
He just popped out of nowhere. It's just start rapping about niggas.
And we kind of can see where J. Cole is gonna go with it. But where's Drake gonna go with this? What is Drake gonna do?
The Turks and Caicos.
Drake ain't doing shit, huh?
Turks and Caicos.
Drake ain't doing nothing.
He gonna say some shit.
He said what he had to say on stage at his concert that nobody could fuck with him.
Drake is gonna say, look, this is what's gonna happen. This is gonna happen before we get out of here. Cole gonna come out with some fire. Kendrick is gonna respond. Drake gonna give you some Instagram captions.
Nasty. Do we get a Kendrick album? Does this roll into a Kendrick album? Possibly.
I wouldn't say that, but since he's not on TDE, he don't necessarily have to wait to come out like he did.
Right.
But I was also surprised to see him on the Future album. And honestly, the first song on the album, it just seems like it's all about Drake.
Yeah, that's so maybe, it. And that's a whole nother conversation
So maybe Drake need to have a conversation about Future on the song.
Yeah, because it's like, hey, if me and you boys, how you allowing this man to diss me on your record? You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of Bernie questions when it comes to Future and Drake.
But yeah, people been saying that they've been beefing over a woman for years.
Yeah, I could see. I've been seeing all the conspiracy theories at this point. Diddy. But Metro Boomin claims, he said, y'all stop making up shit. That's what he said, too. He said, y'all stop making up shit. You know what I'm saying? This ain't got nothing to do with a woman. If it has anything to do with anything, they might be cool. Who knows?
He ain't denied that it was. He ain't denied that it wasn't about him, though.
True. This kind of gets me excited for a Kendrick project, but also I feel like we could get a different kind of Kendrick project. Maybe more so, maybe back on like the Good Kid, Mad City, backseat freestyle type Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe we're not going to get something so like introspective. Just get like rapping Kendrick or some y'all can't fuck with me type shit. I would love a Kendrick Lamar album like that. I would love that. That would get me excited. Know what I'm saying? That hearing him rap on that Future record kind of gives me the you know, the sign that Kendrick could be going in that direction for another project, in that for his next project. That's just how I kind of see it. I'm listening to that. I'm like, yo, if I could get a whole album or at least half an album of Kendrick like this, just talking that shit. That's different right there. That Kendrick, I'm taking that Kendrick over anybody. Even over an aggressive Cole. But we'll see. I just hope that this make niggas start rapping, you know what I'm saying? And start saying niggas' names, bro, being more direct. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would hope for this. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear some rapping, though. Give me some rapping from everybody. Drake, Kendrick, you know what I'm saying? J. Cole, Big Sean, you know, if you feel like you got to do what you got to do, come back out again, drop another record, get everybody's attention. This is bad timing. You know what I'm saying? Wale, you can get involved too, bro. Wale is part of that, like, you know what I'm saying, that era, you know.
So you try, man, you just try
everybody get involved here.
My man is just trying to have a battle royal.
Hey.
A battle royal of all of these rappers rapping.
Make rapping great again. That's awesome. Make rapping. Make dissing great again. Make diss records great again, bro.
Hey, man.
Drake got his hands full too, because I think Pusha, whenever he do drop his gangster grills with drama, I don't think he done with Drake yet. So I don't know. We gonna
That's
see.
That's a good point.
We still waiting on the Pusha gangster grills.
You got a good point on that.
Drake got his hands full right now.
Just have a King of the Ring competition.
Let's do it.
Bring this wrestling shit back. Just have a King of the Ring competition.
Relax, bro. Let's get this rap shit competitive again.
Tournament style diss records.
Make rap competitive again.
And see what happens from that. Hey, man, you got any hot takes before we get out of here?
Nah, no hot takes. What's going on right now? Nah, we good, man. But what you got? You got anything?
Nah, but next week we got an announcement, y'all.
All right, big announcement next week. Y'all heard it from Bang here first. All right. So but that's it, man. Some Dude Pod, rate, like, subscribe. Y'all already know, man. The Barber's Chair Network, that's where you can find Some Dude Pod, where all your podcasts are available. We on YouTube. Shout out to everybody checking us out on the YouTube right now. We on IG at Some Dude Pod, Twitter at Some Dude Pod, YouTube.com/TheWhatDigital, Facebook group hashtag Some Dude Pod, Facebook page Some Dude, and we out of here, man.
Yo, it's your girl Nate Kale, and this is Some Dude Podcast. We out. Peace.